if you voted for Trump, literally, please delete me, block me, get rid of everything of me or step to me so that I know what's up and then I can handle you how I see fit. Just because you won doesn't mean we don't remember who the blank you voted for. You're not in the clear. Please, please don't test your gangster on me because you will end on a stretcher gone forever. What does that mean exactly?
Yeah, so that
it sounds like a threat.
It sounds very extreme. And again, I was in a moment of high emotions and I shouldn't have ever posted the video.
Consequences, essays, consequences. Finally, lefties are starting to face some of them. Now that this Democrat, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris mirage has been defeated, destroyed, and obliterated, come on a trip with me and let's go take a look at our public school institutions. If you hadn't guessed, this ugly bitch over here is a... Well, pronouns was worse because no longer a public school teacher. I wonder why. Wonder what this totally sane individual was doing. What was this totally rational peer of the community entrusted with small children doing? Oh, she was threatening to murder Trump supporters. Yeah. Yeah. You're crazy. You're crazy. These people are so devoid of being held accountable over the last, I don't know, how many years that they've been really going after Trump? Almost 10 years at this point. They're so used to being able to say the craziest shit. And then they chalk it up to, well, I mean, come on. Donald Trump is a hatler. This is the ramifications, by the way, of having the mainstream media press. All of these people who've been calling Donald Trump a Hitler, by the way, they're not calling him Hitler anymore, lady. You got fucking got. You got by those ugly bitches on MSNBC. Right? They've been, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, KGP, all of these dickheads on CNN, they've been calling Donald Trump a Hitler. You bought into it. So now you're telling everybody that you're going to kill. I'm going to kill Trump supporters because Trump supporters are supporting Hitlers. Even those people, by the way, have dropped the Hitler nonsense. And they were never going to face any, I don't know, consequences for their actions. They're rich people. They're rich people. But you're a dumb idiot. And you regurgitating the stupid fucking nonsense that you're hearing now just got your ass fired. And you should never work in a school again. It would be insane to have you around small children. This is fucking madness. Gateway pundit over here. Connecticut teacher who threatened to murder Trump supporters weeps in bizarre TV interview. Oh my God. I'm fired? Yeah, you're fired. Why? Because you threatened to kill people. You said, oh my God, you don't agree with my politics? Well, then I'll fucking kill you. And the school was like, oh shit, we got to fire you. Like the school didn't even want to fire you. The school just doesn't want to feel the wrath of MAGA. People are finally starting to get MAGA is not some fringe group. Some super hyper minority fringe political group of 12 of us. Are you fucking kidding? Look around. Donald Trump just won the popular vote. We have obliterated, again, this fucking mirage that the Democrats and the mainstream media press and big tech oligarchs have created. Sane people are the majority of people. You're an insane person. And you thought you could get away with saying crazy shit. And now you're figuring out and your school has to acknowledge that the vast majority of the country is not batshit liberal crazy. This chick over here was a special education teacher, and she posted a video to social media in which she threatened to murder those who voted for Donald Trump. Somebody pull up Connecticut. How much did Trump win Connecticut? It's bizarre. It's absolutely bizarre how dumb these people are. They're absolutely convinced that they're geniuses. And like, I'll threaten to kill people. I'm a public school teacher. I'm allowed to do that. No, you're not. You're fucking not. It's insane that you think that you are. This is a transcript of what she said. If you voted for Trump, literally, please delete me, block me, get rid of everything of me, or step to me that I know what's up and I can handle you how I see fit. Why is this like a chick? a flabby Snoop Dogg over here. Some sort of bizarro world where Netflix race swaps black dudes into white chicks. Snoop slob over here. What is going on? Step to me. You're a moron. The hell is wrong with you? Just because you won doesn't mean we don't remember who the fuck you voted for. You're not in the clear. And then threatening people. If you voted against Kamala Harris, I'll remember it. I'll come find you. I'll take care of you. Right? I'll step to you.
Just step to you. Holy fuck.
Please, please, please don't test your gangster on me because you will end up on a stretcher gone forever. The host goes, what the fuck does that mean? Sounds like a threat. It is a threat. You're not in the clear. You're not in the clear. You voted against me. You're not in the clear. And then I'll put you on a stretcher forever if you step to me.
If you step to me.
Don't test your gangster on me. Oh, for Christ's sake, boys. Dear Lord, baby. Small baby manger Jesus.
These bitches are just completely insane. This is what schools are hiring. The vast preponderance of these ugly fucking chicks in your public school system are of this stupid, broken, fucked up mentality. They're mentally destroyed. They have mental issues. They got a lot of daddy issues. Liberal white fucking chicks are stupid as hell. They're just dumb fucking people. And they think they want to get violent. You don't want to get violent, idiot. You live in such a pampered world, you don't even understand that you don't want to get violent. Holy hell. Ugly fucking fat white cunt liberal chicks and scrawny vegan fucking liberal dudes are cancer to our society. Shut the fuck up, morons. You have no idea what you're talking about. And surprised that she lost her job saying that. Dumb idiot. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching the video. Support Jenny. Come to the date. These liberals finding out that there are now consequences. Hit that subscribe button and make way. Because the salt must flow.